October 17, 1924. With how much love God creates souls, how He raises them, how He waters them and gives all of Himself to them. I was thinking of the great love with which Jesus loves us. My mind was wandering within the eternal love, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, showed me spokes of light before my mind. Within these spokes there was a sun, and this sun contained as many rays for as many existing creatures. And each creature had a ray all for herself, which gave her life, light, heat, strength, growth, everything that is necessary to form a life. It was delightful to see how each creature was attached, like branch to the vine, to each ray of this sun, from which she had been delivered. And while my mind was wandering through this, my adorable Jesus said to me, "My daughter, do you see with how much love I love the creature? Before coming out to the light of the day of this world, she was already in my womb, and in delivering her, I did not leave her. A ray of light containing my life follows her in order to administer to her all that is necessary to develop this life. And with how much care do I not raise her? With how much love do I not water her? I myself become light, heat, food, defense. And when she ends her days in time, on the way of that same ray, I withdraw her into my womb, to let her wander through the celestial fatherland. My love for the creature becomes more than the sun which I formed in the blue heavens. Even more, the sun I created for the benefit of humanity is nothing other than the shadow of the true sun. It is my ray which I communicate to the creature. The sun of the atmosphere does not form the plants, nor does it give them water so as not to let them wither, nor does it provide all those aids which are necessary so that the plants may grow beautiful and strong. And men, even if blind, can in part enjoy its light. It only does its office of illuminating and warming, and it moves on. And if the plants are not watered, it can do nothing to communicate its effects to them. Rather, it withers them even more. On the other hand, I, who am the true sun of the souls, do not leave them, either at night or at daytime. I myself form the souls. I give them the water of my grace so as not to let them wither. I nourish them with the light of my truths. I strengthen them with my examples. I give them the zephyr of my courses to purify them, the dew of my charisms to embellish them, the arrows of my love to warm them. In sum, there is nothing I do not do for them, I am everything for them, and I place my whole life at the creature's disposal, for her own good. But how much ingratitude on the part of creatures! They seem to be attached like branches to my vine, not out of love, but by force, because they cannot do without me. And so they grow like those branches which, not receiving all the good humors that the vine contains, grow thin, without ever forming mature grapes, but unripe, such as to embitter my divine taste. Ah, if all reflected on how I love their souls, they would all be taken by the power and the attractiveness of my love, and they would love me. Therefore, love me, and may your love expand so much as to love me for all.